Well, a much more serious story also took place on this day. It also involves the destruction of art and a wound to the country. Today is the 45th anniversary of Kent State. Four unarmed students shot dead by equally young National Guard troops who'd been sent to the school in Ohio to respond to a planned rally protesting President Richard Nixon's announcement that he'd expanded the Vietnam War to include the invasion of Cambodia. The history of that day left a mark in many ways. David C. Barnett from Here and Now contributor WCPN in Cleveland has the story of two pieces of public art in Northeast Ohio.
Akron artist Don Drum created a sculpture called Solar Totem No. 1 on the Kent State campus in 1967. He built the towering structure out of a series of half-inch thick steel plates set at different angles.
The idea that sun would come through this, and as the sun comes up and changes during the day, there are different shadows thrown from one plate to the other.
The work was made out of a hard, durable metal, but it was constantly changing. 3 years later, on May 4, 1970, the sculpture was permanently changed during an anti-war rally when troops from the Ohio National Guard fired on a group of students protesting the U.S. invasion of Cambodia during the Vietnam War. Four students were killed and nine wounded, and one of the bullets pierced Don Drum's sculpture, which stood in the line of fire halfway between the guardsmen and the protesters. Drum was shaken when he saw that bullet hole several days later.
I was almost crying. I was so shook up because this is my alma mater. That was very emotional to me.
2 months earlier, another piece of art had been famously damaged in Northeast Ohio due to violence. But in this case, the destruction was apparently intentional.
This was made and cast by Rodin. And one of the things that I find most fascinating, it was cast in 1917...
In the early hours of March 24, 1970, an original casting of Auguste Rodin's The Thinker was blown off its pedestal by a bomb in front of the Cleveland Museum of Art.
What you see here is he's sitting on a huge rock, and the feet area has been splayed apart. The feet are totally blown off.
William Robinson, the Cleveland Museum's director of modern European art, looks up at the enormous work, which was remounted on a new base following the incident. After determining that the damage couldn't be repaired, the museum decided to display the piece as is, damage and all. Robinson says the police blamed a left-wing radical group for the crime, and he finds it ironic that Rodin intended his thinker to be contemplating the foolishness of mankind.
So now you have this figure who's sitting on top of a base that's been blown apart by dynamite over a political event. I think that's very powerful.
Just as powerful as the bullet hole that remains in Don Drum's sculpture at Kent State.
I let them know early on that I did not want anybody messing with that bullet hole on the Kent's piece. I feel the piece itself should be its own memorial.
And that's exactly what it's become, according to Laura Davis. She's the founding director of Kent State's May 4th Visitor Center, a museum filled with posters, photographs, and other documents of the time.
People are fascinated by the idea of the hole, and people want to touch it, and they want to put their finger through it. It's such a physical reality that shots were fired in this place. It's real. They commonly draw a peace sign around the hole with the hole in the center of the peace sign, and they write messages about making the world a better place.
Every day, the sun continues to play off the metal plates of Solar Totem No. 1, casting shadows in many directions. And for the past 45 years, a shaft of sunlight shines through a 30-caliber bullet hole in one of those plates, illuminating a piece of history. For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett.